Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse my charisma, vodka with a spritzer, swagger down flat, call my dick Patricia, young money militia, and I am that commissioner. You don't start wheezing cause the F is my finisher. So misunderstood, but what's the world without enigma? Two bitches at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted cause she open when you twist her. Never met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her. Life is a bitch, and death is her sister. Sleep is the cousin, what a fucking family picture. You know all the time, we all know mother nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's buying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, fuck segregation. Fuck that shit, my money up. You niggas just running up. Young money running shit, and you niggas just running up. I don't feel I done enough, so I'ma keep on doing this shit. Let's go shit a young tuna fish. If you don't understand me, had my heart broken by this woman named Tammy. But hoes gon' be hoes, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Just talk to mom, told her she the sweetest. I beat the beat up, call it self-defense. Swimming, I be seeing through these niggas like sequence. Niggas think they're heathen, pow, pow, beating. Talking to myself because I am my own consultant. Married to the money, fuck the world, that's adultery. You full of shit, you close your mouth and let your ass talk. Young money eating, all you haters do is asshole. Stop playing, bitch, I got this game on deadbolt. Mine so sharp, I fuck around and cut my head off. Real nigga all day and tomorrow. But these motherfuckers talking crazy like they jaw broke. Glass half empty, half full, I'll feel ya. Try me and run into a wall, I'll feel the. You know I'm a ball till they turn off the field lights. The fruits of my labor, I enjoy them while they feel right. Bitch, stop playing. If these niggas animals, then I'ma have a mink soon. Tell them bitches I say put my name on the wall. I speak the truth, but I guess that's a foreign language to y'all. And I call it like I see it, and my glasses on. But most of y'all don't get the picture unless the flash is on. Satisfied with nothing, you don't know the half of it. Young money, cash money. Paper chaser, tell that paper, look, I'm right behind ya. Bitch, real G's moving silence like lasagna. People say I'm borderline crazy, sort of kinda. Woman of my dreams, I don't sleep so I can't find her. You niggas are gelatin, peanuts to an elephant. I got through that sentence like a subject and a predicate. Yeah, with a swag you would kill for. Money too strong, pockets on bodybuilder. Jumped in a wishing well, now wish me well. Tell them kiss my ass, call that kiss and tell. Yeah, word to my mama, I'm out of my llama bean. Don't wanna see what that drama mean. Get some drama mean, or I'ma scream. Hotter than summer sun on a Ghana queen. Now all I want is hits, bitch, Wayne signed a fiend. I play the side for you niggas just trying to run and see. Son of gun, son of Sam, you niggas the son of me. Pause for this dumb speech, I glow like Buddha. Disturb me, and you'll be all over the flow like Luda. Bitch, I blow like scuba, bitch, I'm bold like Cuba. And I keep a killer hoe, she gon' blow right through ya. I be macking about my second amount, I pack like a mover. Shout the ratchet for backing out on behalf of my shooter. Niggas think they high as I come laugh at your ruler. Cash money cold, bitch, but I act just as cooler. Wait, these niggas out of their mind, I'm a goalie. Fuck niggas, some money down, gotta keep them bucks city on my mind. Tuck these, I fuck these on your mind. Pause, I beat them on my grind, get a beat a little lucky. Throw my sound in the middle, hit them my piece on my side. Cause ain't no beats on my side. Bitch, I'm a man, I visit urinals the bride. Soon tell me who I'm shooting when the funeral outside. I'm uptown, thoroughbred, a BX, nigga, you heard, gunna.
Welcome to another Saturday edition of I'm Mac with McCorley Matthew and my co-host on the other line, William Ramo. Hey, Will. What's going on,
man? What's going on? How are you doing?
Good. Man, that song is stuck in my head all week. A Lil Wayne song.
What's it called? One Banana?
No, it's called 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. That's the name of the song. And that's what they're saying in the lyrics also. But it does sound like they're saying one banana, two banana, something like that. But I love that
then,
song. I've been listening to it for weeks.
And she get then when the lady get to the to that 6 foot, that's when you can hear what she's talking about. So when she's saying one banana, that's not one banana. What is she saying? She's still saying
No, it's saying 6 foot, 7 foot, eight foot bunch.
She does say that. She does say that in the second part of the thing.
Oh.
Like, I guess you would call it, what, the chorus, I suppose? I don't know.
I just hear him saying, I don't know about the other part, but
I just know
that.
Like, when he's rapping, she's like, it sounds like she's saying, one banana, give me one banana. And it's just the 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. There's a variation.
Yeah, I don't think they're saying banana. I think it's saying something like that, but
so what's
yeah.
The 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch about then?
I don't know. Just, I guess he wants to be 6 foot or 7 foot or 8 foot, you know, something like that.
The Knicks need that on their team.
no one wants to talk about the damn Knicks right now, man. Knicks
I don't.
Man, that song has been stuck in my head all week.
Well, now it's stuck in my head now.
Yeah. You know what else? What other song is stuck in my head?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll pass it. I'll make you hear it. This one. Holy shit! That song makes me want to kill myself, Will.
Not the same, man. Because it's funny. It's like when you said what you can pick, I was like, I have no idea. And then before you, like a split second before you play, I'm like, I know it ain't Friday. And then I'm like, oh, true, it is Friday.
Holy shit! That's one of the worst songs I've ever heard ever.
Yeah.
That's
bad. That's really bad.
There's people.
You want me to tell you what song is slightly worse?
Which song?
This old song, like, I don't know, like around 04, Chicken Noodle Soup.
Oh, yeah,
that
I remember
song.
I remember that song.
That song is slightly worse than this song.
Oh, man.
That song is worse than this song, and this song sucks. Well, we all know.
When I hear that song, I also hear another voice in my head saying, kill myself, kill myself.
Maybe that's the subliminal message in the song.
Dude, this song is horrible.
Man, and one of the most obvious parts in the song, I mean, I've heard some or half of the song, but from what I heard in the song, she's like, yesterday was like Thursday, today is Friday, Saturday is after that, and then it's Sunday. I mean, it's like the most obvious lines in music history.
Holy shit.
Duh.
Man. This song, it just stays in my head, man. I can't get it
out. Especially the partying part.
I still hear it. Oh, man.
I think I went crazy or I just heard it a couple of seconds ago.
I mean, I guess she wants to be a big star, like these other pop singers, like Britney and Christina Aguilera, but...
Apparently she wants to, headline for Bieber.
Is that it?
All right, she wants to, you know, lead off the show. One of his shows for him.
Well, she does look like Selena Gomez a little bit when you look at her. Her name is Rebecca Black.
Like a little younger.
Yeah, like a younger version of Selena Gomez. She's 13 years old. Of course, Selena's 18 years
right.
old. But, I mean, the video itself on YouTube has generated over 53 million views, so...
Man.
Even though it's a horrible video, people are checking it out to see how horrible it is.
Yep.
And they're giving it more views. So,
yep.
I mean, it's just bad.
Yep. I guess the reigning champion for songs that, you know, get you ready for the weekend is that old 80s song, Working for the Weekend. By the I guess that title is safe.
Man, I tell you, as soon as when you told me about that video, I was like, oh, it can't be that bad, you know. When I checked it out, it was as bad as it could be.
Yeah. Cause I heard about the song too, but when I heard it, I was like, when I first heard it, I was like, wow, it was like so bad.
I was like, man.
I
don't know. Like after I finished watching it, seriously, I had suicidal thoughts in my head.
I mean, Chicken Russo is the worst song in that I've ever heard in my life. But I didn't think there would be anything that would be on par with it. And for people who haven't heard Chicken Noodle Soup, whoever's fortunate, it has looks like chicken noodle soup with the soda on the side. And then keep repeating that like a million times, and then the person says, let it rain, and then pull it out or whatever. Just do it and all this. Yeah, that's pretty much all the lyrics in the song that I know of.
Well, yeah.
Can't remember.
I'd say Chicken Noodle Soup wasn't that bad. I like that one.
Are you high?
Huh?
That song sucked, man.
No, it wasn't that bad compared to this.
It's worse than this song.
Much worse.
Chicken Noodle Soup was worse than this song.
No, this song is beyond Chicken Noodle Soup.
No. Whoa. There's like that Miller Lite commercial. More beer. What was it? Less
I don't know.
Filling,
people are saying this is the worst song ever. Ever made.
This might be the second worst song.
I don't know.
Aside for first.
This one is pretty bad.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We'll agree to disagree.
I agree. This is one of the worst songs ever. I agree with that.
Because
might be the worst or the second worst song ever.
Yeah. I mean, all she says is Friday, getting ready for the weekend. That's it. That's the lyrics right there.
And it's official. Autotune must die.
It has to die.
I mean, only a few people could use it, like T-Pain, or Kanye. I mean, I think that people should just leave it alone.
Man.
Leave the autotune alone, please.
Yeah. Well, I hope, she's getting some publicity out of this. You know, she's on talk shows, Good Morning America and the Today Show. So as bad as the song is, I mean, she is getting the media attention that she wants. And
hey, you know, she's getting her 15 minutes of fame, you know.
Hey, who knows? Maybe she becomes a better singer. Maybe she, learns how to sing.
What she should have did it was at least sing a song without the auto tune, so you can at least see if she actually could sing.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, use it in one of her songs or something. I mean, well, this was of course before she used it. I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know if this girl is a celebrity, or a C-level celebrity now. Who knows? I mean, I guess she's on the rise, but. I mean,
yeah, she wants to.
She's a singer, and we don't even know if she can sing.
Yeah, she wants to be a. You said so. She wants to be open for Justin Bieber. Well, she better watch out, because Justin Bieber might have sex with her. Justin Bieber. He's a little pimp.
Yep.
You heard that he's cheating on Selena Gomez?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, supposedly he's cheating with one of the girls who starred in this baby music video. I think her name is Jasmine Villegas or something.
Mm.
And he's been sending her text messages that he misses her.
And how old is she, this girl?
16, something like that. Around his age. You know, he's 17, or she's around 16 or something. So.
Well, I heard that Bieber, he like them older.
Well,
Like, he even had a crush. He has a crush on one of the girls. He has a crush on is Michelle Obama.
Yeah, well, she's married, so he has no chance for her.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he's supposedly cheating on Selena Gomez. I mean, if he doesn't want Selena Gomez, I do. I'll wreck Selena Gomez. But yeah, that just means he was a little pimp, man.
Yep.
And Rebecca Black, she better watch out, or she might get pregnant by him. She's 13 years old only.
She better hope it ain't Friday. Well, good luck to her. Hopefully she'll, you know, she'll make a different song, and we'll find out without the auto-tune if she can actually sing.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, she's a cute girl, though. I mean, you know, I can only imagine how she's going to look like when she's older.
Well, you better not find out, you know, before Friday. With the partying, and then you get locked up, your boy locked up.
Hell no, man. She's 13 years old. I'll wait. Yeah, I'll wait 3 more years. Now, I mean 7 more years. Well, actually, 5 more years, right? 18, yeah. 5 more years. So.
Then you could do all the partying you want.
Yeah. But what are the chances of me actually meeting her now, okay?
Maybe right. If you open it for Justin Bieber, too.
Oh, please. That'll never happen, ever.
What about if we offer you $5 million to do it?
No. Anytime you'll see me next to Justin Bieber is when I'm tearing a picture, tearing a poster on in the subway of him. In that damn movie that he has, that concert movie.
Right. What's the name of the movie again? I forgot. Never Say Never.
Never Say Never.
So yeah, if you called the show right now and offer you $85 million to open for him, you wouldn't do it?
Oh, well, hey, yeah. I'll sing that Lil Wayne song. Yeah. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Yeah, I heard that Never Say Never movie. It's like the all-time best-selling concert movie. It even beat Michael Jackson's movie.
This is it.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah. Justin Bieber, man, he's conquering the world.
Yep, he's like the next Alexander the Great.
Yeah, this guy, man. Anyway, been a lot of news this weekend. I mean, this week.
Yep.
Surrounding Chris Brown.
Oh yeah.
We were talking about that off the air about how this guy. You heard about it, right?
He smashed the backstage of GMA.
Yeah, man, this guy went crazy. Like I think Robin Roberts, is that her name?
Yeah, she did the interview with him.
And she kept trying to ask him about Rihanna.
Rihanna thing.
But
yeah.
He didn't want to talk about it. He just wanted to talk about his album.
Yeah, and you know, of course, during that time when he was trying to do damage control, he was like, you know, he was like, you know, he cares and stuff like that. And he's sorry about what he did, but now, like, what he said in the interview was like, he don't care about that anymore. He don't want to talk about it and stuff like that.
And then
he smashed the thing reportedly, but reportedly, she warned him beforehand that she was gonna ask him the question. If that's true that she did give him a heads up, then he's doing it for the attention.
Probably his thing. He's saying, you know, they didn't ask him, you know, they didn't give him the pre questions. He didn't know what to expect. You know, that took him off guard. But maybe what he's saying is false. Maybe they did tell him that beforehand. I don't know.
Because there's conflicting reports that you know, she did warn him, you know, beforehand. But, I mean, who knows? But in any case, it looks like he's looking for attention because how he's going to Twitter and say, oh, you know, talking about Charlie Sheen, you know, they give negative people publicity and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he just pretty much basically admitted that he's doing it for attention. He's taking any attention he get to promote the thing, you know, his new album.
Yeah. Yeah, he went crazy. Backstage, you know, he threw the chair at the window, cracked the window.
Yep.
repair
that
people
could
had
kill
to come.
Somebody. That could kill somebody. I mean, you know, people from below, if that thing would have fell on them or whatnot, or the glass.
Yeah.
But since he's a celebrity, of course, you know, they're not going to press any charges on him.
Well, I heard that Good Morning America were going to file a police report against him.
I heard that they dropped it.
Oh, they did?
That's what I heard. I mean,
pussies.
You know, if that was a Joe Schmo like me or you. I mean, not that we do something like that, but
yeah.
If a regular person like, you know, me and you or any of our listeners, you know, they throw the book at us.
Pussies, man. Fucking Disney owned ABC freaking
yep.
drop charges. And pussies.
Shoot, why did they send Mickey Mouse on him? I bet if Mickey Mouse would whooped his ass, he would have never did that.
No, man, you saw it. He got prison tattoos. He ripped his shirt like in the Incredible Hulk. He was ready to fight someone.
He got his Lou Ferrigno on.
Yeah, man, this guy was ready to fight. Yelling at people, yelling at the producers, you know. Shit.
I think
whatever, man. I'm not buying the album, so I really don't care.
So his mission failed. He wanted you to get the album, so I guess, you know.
I'm not doing shit.
Mission failed.
What songs are on there? I don't even know what songs he's out with.
I don't know.
I mean, he's a
good
singer, but I don't know what songs are on his new album.
Well, yeah, plus he recently dyed his hair blonde, you know. Like,
I know, right?
Just for a new look, you know. So I guess couple that with this whole outburst, you know. You know, he got the attention.
Yeah.
Plus, he was on Tosh 2.0
a couple
of weeks ago. Yeah, they did a skit. That's how I found out that's when I first saw his, you know, he dyed his hair blonde.
Oh, shit.
Because he was on the skit. They had a skit on Tosh 2.0.
Oh.
And he was, like, dancing on the table. It was pretty much a skit.
Well, I did pull up one of his new singles. And it seems like I have okay, here's one of his songs that'll be on his new album. Oh, is that Friday again? Oh,
that
sorry.
Friday to me.
Oh, okay. Sorry, for a minute there, I thought it was it sounded like Chris Brown. I thought it was, but goddamn Friday song.
What you thought about that whole Paris thing?
Well, for those of you who don't know, there's a report coming out that Paris Hilton is a racist, which. It's nothing new since there's been reports for years that she's racist.
Yep. This pretty much confirms it.
Yeah, Neil Strauss has a new book coming out about celebrities, where he interviews celebrities, and I think this was years back he interviewed Paris Hilton, and she said she was making out with a black guy who starred in, one of the, like, military movie or something? What was the military?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what movie it was?
No, I don't.
Well, it was some movie, and she said, she pointed to the TV, I guess her and Neil Strauss were watching a movie at the time,
mm-hmm.
on the TV screen, and she pointed to a guy in the movie, and she said, oh, I made out with that guy last night, but I didn't know he was black, because it was pitch dark in the club.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she realized it was a black guy, she made an excuse to, to get away from him. And she said that black guys are disgusting and should never make out one or something like that. And, you know, there's been a lot of her friends that said, you know, that she uses the N-word a lot. And, you know, not only against blacks, but, you know, she's racist against Jewish people and other minorities. But
how about Hispanics?
I don't know about Hispanics.
Because Nicole Richie, I mean, she used to be her, like, her BFF around those... Simple Life days, and
yeah.
Nicole Richie, I mean, she's, you know, born Hispanic, but she got adopted by, of course, Anna Richie.
Yeah.
So I don't know how she act when she goes to his house, you know.
Yeah. But now you can understand why Nicole Richie is not friends with her anymore.
Yeah, probably. Probably that's why.
I mean, Paris Hilton's racist, but I still bang the shit at her.
That's me and you always had a difference. You always felt her. I never felt her, so, I mean, I'm not crying over spilled milk.
Hey, I'm not talking about dating her. Just talking about Tombstone pile driving, you know?
Man, I wouldn't touch her with a 80-foot pole.
Man. I don't care if she's wearing a Ku Klux Klan outfit. As long as I'm, you know.
Well, when she, you know, puts on the light, you know, and she has a headache all of a sudden, then you know why. That trick is crazy.
Yeah, but it's nothing new. I don't know why people are surprised. Who cares? You know, it's Paris Hilton. She's dumb. She's an idiot.
Well, yeah, I mean, I knew she was dumb, but damn.
Yeah.
At least I gave her that credit. I didn't think she was that dumb. Man, she's Archie Bunker, but dumb.
She is that dumb.
Eric Cartman actually, I mean, Cartman is dumb racist, but he does come up with some evil genius scheme, so.
Yeah.
So a cartoon character is smarter than she is.
Yeah, well, that is true. Yeah, a lot of cartoon characters are smarter than she is.
Even Peter Griffin's smarter than her.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Scooby-Doo's smarter than her.
Yeah, he saw clues. At least he has it now. I mean, why is she famous for?
But I'll still bang the shit at her.
Well, that's we'll agree to disagree on that.
I'm not dating her. Shit.
Well,
I don't
want to
date her or marry
her
or anything. I don't give a damn. But who cares? Isn't she in prison right now or something?
Who knows? Well, she'll see a lot of... Well, she won't see any brothers there. That's for sure. So she'll
be yeah. That's true. Anyway, another sorry news. This is unfortunate news. Queen of the silver screen.
Oh, Elizabeth Taylor, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just reminded me.
She passed away.
Legend.
She won 2 Oscars for Best Actress for Butterfield and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Oh, right.
So, you know, rest in peace and to her and, you know.
She didn't win for Cleopatra?
Huh?
She didn't win for Cleopatra? I guess she just got nominated.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
Yes, she did.
She looked fine back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, man. I found out when I saw that old school... Michael Jackson, Leave Me Alone video.
Michael Jackson,
you know that,
Leave Me Alone?
You know that song, Leave Me Alone? It was in Moonwalker.
Oh,
when
yeah,
he was
yeah.
On that amusement ride.
Yeah, but
man,
she was older there, but I mean, I'm talking about like in the 50s.
No, 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 but if you watch the video, when he goes to the amusement park, there's an area where it shows vintage.
Oh,
vintage,
okay.
And when I saw it, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, man. I've been looking at pictures of her all week back then. 60s, 70s.
Man.
Even 50s.
Yeah.
Too bad. Yeah, she died of heart failure on Wednesday.
Yeah.
She's been. I didn't know she was in the hospital since February.
Yeah. She's been on a rough time.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. May she rest in peace.
Yeah. Wish I could go to 50s and you know, give her some magic.
Yeah, I'm talking about that myself, you know, if only I had a time.
Yeah, if I had a time machine, I would go.
But then I'd have to watch out, you know, once I leave, you know, I gotta watch out for a fire hose. German Shepherds.
Yeah. All right, so with that, I'm gonna end the show. You wanna plug your show?
Yeah, check out my show tomorrow, for sure, sports, entertainment, everything else. Give a little recap of these stinking weeks. Talk preview this wall with The Rock, you know, and more. So check it out tomorrow. Check your local listings tomorrow. Super Turbulence. Only on Black Talk Radio.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys next week. Fry Mac. Peace out.